We should start. Yeah, okay,
yes,
we'll start.
Yeah.
So I want to just, you know, conclude the discussion we started last week and get a little more into depth on the first part of what we spoke. The question that we were talking about was if a Ben Eretz Yisrael, Ben Chutzot comes to Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't, they're not laying the pasha that he is needs to lay, what should he do? And that's how we got into the discussion, which has many different afkamins halacha, regarding what happens with is the Kriyas HaTorah, the Chayva on the Tzibur, on the Yachid, and it came out from the Mishnah Berurah that it's a Chayva on the Tzibur, but every individual in the Tzibur is obligated to listen to the Torah that week. And it came out that in Eretz Yisrael, if a Ben Chutz is not able to go to, he doesn't have he's not in a place where he has a minion of his own Ben Chutz, he doesn't have his own Chiyu because it's part of a Chiyu of a Tzibur. But if you have a minute of brichut zaretz, so then it's a more open-ended, because the question is, do you go and make your own minute, you don't make your own minute, do your own Kriyas HaTorah, you don't do your own Kriyas HaTorah, but there's more markup to say to read your own Kriyas HaTorah in of brichut zaretz. That's what we spoke last week. Now, we start in the beginning with one concept, which is basically the base of this whole discussion, so I want to get to it more in depth today, and with that to go into maybe through this lens to other halachas that we get to Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos. And that's the idea of who said you have to lay anything specific on Shabbos. Maybe you can lay on Shabbos other things. So you, a person is a Ben Chutz Eretz Yisrael, he goes to the shul in Eretz Yisrael, they're laying this week, and they could be laying, what is it, Koyrach. So, we're laying Shlach. And we're going to lay this week Shlach, they're going to lay Koyrach, right? So we're gonna go to shul. He's gonna hear Kriyas HaTorah. Who says he needs to hear more? You need to hear Kriyas HaTorah and Shabbos. Hear Kriyas HaTorah and Shabbos. So we said there. We start with a few mikras last week's year that you have to read this that week's parsha. So you're in the condition where you are able to do it, you should try to read that the week, that specific weekly portion that belongs to that week. Now I just want to go a little more in depth into that, and we'll start with a sugya, which is again very much Shabbos as well. And that's the idea of maftir, right? We have every Shabbos a maftir. And really the sugya of maftir begins with the Gemara in Megillah Daf Chav Gimel. The Gemara in Megillah Daf Chav Gimel, you have it in your sheets in the top left. You didn't have enough time to put all the Ma'amar Kribos in the sheet, so we have, it's a little partial sheet, but there's a few things we'll say about it. The Gemara in Megillah Daf Chav Gimel says, Tana Rabbanan, Hakol Oylim Leminyan Shiva Afilu Kotam. This was, this Alochos Alochos Shulchan Aruch, today, Mi'ikar Adin, anybody can go up to get an aliyah in the Torah, even a young child. Even a child who needs bar mitzvah can get an aliyah in the Torah doing regular Kriyas HaTorah. That's the Ikar HaDin. We'll see. We're not knowing like that. But that's the Ikar HaDin for the Din of the Gemara. Ve'afilu isha, even a woman. Aval isha v'chachom isha lo yitik kubat Torah b'kvot HaTzibur. You know, a woman should not be in the Torah because not kvot HaTzibur that the woman is in the center of attention of the tzibur, so we don't do that. Okay, that's how the Gemara starts. Ibailo. Maftir, Maushiyad Aleminyan Shiva. Is the Maftir one of the seven Kruim or not? We have to have seven Kruim. Is the Maftir one of them? So the Gemara, Vuno Vermir Ba'abo Chadomar Oile. One says yes, he is one of the seven Kruim. Chadomar Ein Oile. One says he's not one of the seven Kruim. Mandorimar Oile De'akari. He's one of the Bali Kruim. He's a maftir. Who cares? He should be one of the seven.
How can he even use the language one of the seven when he's number eight?
Oh, that's what we know today. We're going with Ikar Adin. You're skipping 2,000 years. We're going backwards. Yeah. Right now, we're talking about the Gemara discussing. Is he one of the seven or not? The second Mandoma says, maftir is now one of the Kruim. Why? Because maftir, really you don't need to have maftir. The only reason we have maftir is because we don't want the haftar to be with that Kriyas HaTorah. What does that mean? So this really, the Bach brings, it's Bach, and the other place can bring this more in length. The idea, let's see it, it's on the side because it's a little longer, so we put it here on the side and the bottom. And you have the Bach. The Bach says, why? What's the idea? The Goyim did not allow us to lay in the Torah and Shabbos. right? V'tiknu li kriz b'nevim in yonish al-barsho. They said, you know what? Instead of laying the Torah, let's lay in the haftar. We'll do a nevim. What? The Yidin said, no, they don't last to lay Torah. We'll lay nevim instead. You crying many vim chavab sugi kamo oil crying matoy chavab sugi gimel kol echad mashivo. So they read and they lay 21 psukim in the novi. That's where Mark with 21 psukim, because 21 divided by 7 is 3 for each one. That's the number of psukim in minimal amount here. They have to have for a parsha. The kamayu mevochim many vim shiva brachas kamo oil crying matoy oil mevochim shiva. They also did 7 brachas to remind us of the 7 brachas that we have in the Torah. Even now we don't have any more the gzeira of not to lain. The koyin b'toyro and you lain toyro. We can't go tiknu shem after you koyin b'nevim kafab sukim. We still go ahead and lain the 21 sukim after. The koyin b'toyro tchila, but still lain toyro before. Why? You pick for toyro. What? Explain the bach. She lay a koyin b'toyro elav a novi. If you only do nevi on its own. So the Torah would be equal. You have Torah, then you read Navi. I want to show that the Torah is more important than Navi. So how do I show that? Cancel Shizesh, Shemaftir, but Navi, Kari, but Torah, Tchilo, Vachaka, but Navi. Tamash, Shemigal, Kari, but Torah, and Ruayim, the Gderli, a Torah, Mena, Navi. So he says, you know what we do instead? We go in, and the guy who does the Haftar, he needs to do a Maftir before. We're doing the Maftir to tell you, oh, 1 second, Haftar, it's just a secondary. Yeah, Chris, Torah first. So because you have Chris there first, you do Maftir before the Haftar. You have the Zayin Brachas. Also, you have 7 Brachas that we have in Haftarah. It's the total 7 Brachas, 1 before and the 6 after. And the 7 Brachas are because of that 7 Brachas of the Chris Haftarah. So comes so this is the Tekana. The reason why we have Haftarah. The Haftarah we have because there was a Takar to do Haftarah. Chazal, as we have many times, after was Nitkan, we left it. But in order not to make the Haftarah equal to the Chashivas of the Torah, so we have a Maftir. What's the Maftir? Before you do Haftarah, lay Maftir first. So the one who does Haftarah does Maftir. So you tell him Kriyas HaTorah and Haftarah are together. Or Mechubar together, and that's why you go ahead and you do the Maftir together with Haftarah.
How long did the Haftarah thing go on? 100 years?
I don't know.
Like,
because no, the Gemara already refers after that Gzeira. The Gemara is talking to us already after, because the Gemara mentions the Maftir. So the Gemara is talking to me already after they went back to somewhere. I don't know how long it took. Now, says the Gemara. So according to the second Mandoma, the reason why the Maftir is now one of the Kurim, because the only reason you do Maftir is because you want to give Chashivas to the Haftarah. So it's really not part of the Torah. You have Maftir. And you go ahead and you add the Haftar on top of it. That's all. You don't really, it's not a part of Kriyas HaTorah. So the question is, maybe this should be the 7th. The Machlokes in the Gemara is, maybe the Maftir is the 7th, the Maftir is the 8th. That's really the Machlokes. No, today we have. But the Machlokes in the Gemara is, should the Maftir be the 7th, the Maftir be the 8th? We do the Maftir the 8th. That's what we do. So the Gemara begins as Maftir one of the 7, or not. Gemara says, if we want to go in and just do it for the Haftarah, I don't want it to be one of the 7, because the second one, it's part of the 7th. Now, comes Tosis. First, it says how we know it today. That's how it's brought down Lalocha as well. The Tur, the Shulchan Aruch, is basically the Tosis of Megillah, very serious Tosis. Many of the Rishonim say the same thing. So let's see how Tosis starts. First Tosis of this Sugya, the Tosis says, Chadamar lechadamar, inu le post-sakabinutam. We hold the Maftir is one of the Kruim. How do we know that? Because what do you do in Tiny Tzibur? In Tiny Tzibur, we have Haftarah. The Shlishi is the Maftir, the same guy?
Right? It's not a repetition.
Okay, 1 second. The repetition is part of the reason. ולכן אנו נוהגים בתעניות במנחה ובתשעה באב שהשלישי מאפטיר. So תשעה באב. The third one does after. וכן ביום הכיפורים במנחה. Also בכיפורים במנחה יאפטר. The third one does it. אבל, says Tosis, בשבת סוז וביום טובים ויום כיפורים שחריז. המאפטיר לא יהווה מן המניין. The maftir is not part of the minion. Why not? The cave on Shemuta lo yisif aleihem. What's Moisei Olam? Moisei Olam refers to the halacha that you can go that you could go ahead and add more aliyahs. So you're not allowed to add more aliyahs during the week, ever. The Ikar Din, you could allow add more aliyahs on Shabbos and Yom Tov and Sivutaya. We don't know anything yet. That's a mutter. The kodesh says, "Abi Abi Shikar Zvishkar Zechud Gavali Kvachlum." If you ask Oysi Vichelgu, this ain't Luchut Chastayra. Okay, that's what it brings. The Chastayra is different in Yom Tov, and we do it only in Shabbos, and many of us on Shabbos are makpid hatayah more than seven. So the idea, but the Ikar Din, you could have more aliyahs. So therefore, what do we say? It's a very simple svar. Cholim Maru Lasoiz Min Agenu Aliba De Kula Alma. We say the minhag that kulam. Tia ba'alot kamandor eino ile avdin and shofir. Afilu avin amelot kamandor eino ile mikol makom ein lechus shayim uta loisif. So it says like this. Because we can add more aliyahs, so we go ahead and make an eighth aliyah of maftir. Why? To be yaitzah, the only shittas. One shittah holds, the maftir is now one of the seven. So we add another aliyah. In mimamshach. If this maftir should be part of the seven, so we go ahead and we do the eighth. If the maftir is not part of, unless we have another aliyah. If the maftir is not part of the seven, so we do very well. That's what this is. Now, come the poiskim later and say, based on that, because we go ahead and we do this, alts the mandom, or the old the maftir is not part of the aliyahs, so therefore the maftir doesn't go ahead and read a new part of the Torah. It just repeats what we had before. Because we're reading now, we're really doing that extra maftir, because just to show that we hold like the mandama that holds, the maftir is now one of the kurim.
Why don't you stop a little earlier?
Right. Because then you make the maftir one of the kurim.
But why repeat? Why not?
So you can satisfy both opinions.
And without repeating.
Very good, very good. So let's leave this question aside. I want to get back to this question. This is what I'm trying to get today. One point I'm trying to get today.
Why do we have seven? Why does that have to be seven?
Oh, seven, the Gemara learns from drushas that needs to be seven on Shabbos. There's a Gemara Megillah goes on to learn that you have to have three in a weekday and a four in a Rosh Chodesh, five on Yom Tov, six on Yom Kippur, seven on Shabbos. No, but we hold. According to Mandom, or the Maftir is not meaning a Kareem, you can learn, you continue learning. Yeah. No, but you could have more than seven. The whole basis of Taisis is because you add more. Mikar Din, you have to have seven. But if you want to add more and you want to make 12, you make 12. If you want to. Says Taisis, that's why we do eight. Why do we do eight? Even though really it should be seven, because the Maftir is not one of the Kareem, but we have it just add. She says, if you add, why didn't you go ahead and just make a sucker continue on? That's a good question. That's a good question. So and I want to get back to that in a second. So first of all, we find this idea, the maftir is not really part of the Kareem. I mean, we're knowing in Shabbos to have another maftir, which is not part of the Kareem. Right? Now, and that's the idea of maftir in general. Tosis comes ahead, there's a second Tosis, the same daf. That's the Tosis you have here on your right, the wide one. Says Tosis, asks a question. What is the question of Tosis? Tosis, I don't understand something. We know that every Yom Tov, we take out a Sefer Torah, and we lay in the musa of that Yom Tov. Right? Right? We do the Pesach. Every day, basically, you say Ko'ele. Why? That you recraft him. You say the only recraft him, which is the maftir of Pesach. That's what you do in Sukkot every day. You have its own maftir. If it's a bad day, you have it in Shavuos, you go ahead in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you say the maftir of the Korbanos HaMusaf of that day.
You're not repeating and you have a second flavor, right?
The Tosafot says, why don't we do that on Shabbos as well? In Shabbos, you should be maftir also the Korbanos HaMusaf of Shabbos. Uviyayim HaShabbos. Why didn't you do that? Why don't we do every Shabbos? We maftir the Musaf of Shabbos. Let's see Tosafot inside. Tosafot says, it's here in the middle to the right. Says it's a fifth word. Why don't you take two sefer Torah? Likroi b'shni over yom Shabbos. Kamo shoy seim b'yom tev. You should lay b'yom Shabbos the same way you do every yom tev. Question of Tosafot. So Tosafot brings a few answers. Answer number one. Nira. Fishayim v'pashal shtei psukim. How psukim you have in very Shabbos? Two psukim. Yom Shabbos, Shikvazim, Mishal, Tzvim, Mishnei, Tzvim, Mishnei, Tzvim, Mishnei, Tzvim, Umichasa, right? And that's two psukim. You have only two psukim over there. You can't do a parashah, only two psukim. Forget. Hi, so start a little bit earlier. So he says, "Hey, lad, chid a pasha shalimalo li say a pasha shalimate." Can't start earlier or later. You have to read only when once they get to Shabbos. So we think of the seven Torahs, start speaking about Rosh Chodesh, but that parasha speaks about Rosh Chodesh.
Later.
Before Elias speak about Tomit. So you say the whole Korban Tomit. What? Now you're saying that, I'm adding to the Mahalach I want to say. So Tomit goes in and says, you cannot go in and lane the more than Shabbos because you have to do Milan and Shalayim. And I can't go and add more than Yonah Shalayim. That's answer number one of Tesis. Answer one of Tesis. Now, let me ask you a question. Let's let one answer one of Tesis. What about the regular Pasha? How do you just lay in any Pasha? I'm reading this week, I'm reading Shlach. How do I lay in Shlach? How is Shlach in Yonah Shalayim Shabbos? So you see, you can lay whatever you want. You lay in something else. Why can't I lay in also Tamid? Okay, let's leave this question aside. So we had a second question we're adding to the mix. Next goes on and says, "Well, this shloimer. Now the answer, if he should tzarich laftir bechol Shabbos min yon shul yoy. So he's speaking about after. Every yom after was losh of the tesis is min yon shul yoy. The after should be regarding of what we're doing today. Ikarim bechol Shabbos. Can he tzarich laftir besag minay vayim b'Shabbos? Can you call after us? What's going to happen? Every Shabbos, you will end with Bayam Shabbos. So every Shabbos will have the same after. It has to do with Shabbos. So every Shabbos will be the same after.
The
after has to do with the parsha. With the maftir, says Tesis. Tesis, whatever you maftir, that's what you do. Like we always do. We always say the after based on the maftir. When we have shkolim, we do shkolim. After have shkolim.
So
we have the
same
what
after every week. If you,
the chur, the after will be the maftir. If you're ending the maftir with the maftir of Shabbos, you'll do after of Shabbos. You do it every week. That's what they says. Now, what's the problem to have the same after every week? What's the problem to have after every week? Get bored. That's it. Maybe you get bored. Maybe that's what it means. Chur doesn't mean that, right? So if you understand, what's the problem? This thing? That's the second thing. Third thing. That's what he says. The third answer to this is the more technical. It says the difference between Shabbos and other Yom Tovim. The Yom Tovim and the Karbonos of Musaf come from Kapara. And the Karbon Musaf of Shabbos doesn't come from Kapara. So that's where we don't blame it. So that's another answer. Right? Tosfos is missing here the biggest answer. What would you say? What would you say a Pasha to answer? Why don't I do Karbonos Musaf of Shabbos? Why do Karbonos Musaf of Pesach? Give me a simple answer. What do you think? What is the main Kriyas HaTorah of Yom Tov? The main Kriyas HaTorah of Yom Tov. What are we talking about? We're talking about the Yom Tov. So then I go in and do a maftir of a Musaf of Yom Tov. Okay, so I'm mixing up talking about Yom Tov B'chlal, and I go in and speak about Yom Tov, speak about Musaf of Yom Tov. But Shabbos, I'm not speaking about Shabbos, the first parasha, so I'll do a maftir that's Shabbos, and it's not again. That's the most glad answer. And this is the nice answer that the Ran brings. If you look here right to the left of the Tosis, the Ran starts with bringing the Tosis Lashon.
The Tosis is only connecting the Haftorah to the Maftir.
The Haftorah, so the Maftir itself.
Right, to the Maftir itself.
No, forget about the Haftorah. Tosis is asking, why the Maftir is not B'yom Shabbos?
Oh, the okay.
Why the Maftir is not B'yom Shabbos? I didn't speak about Shabbos till last. I'm going to go now and start speaking about Musa Shabbos. So look at the Ran. The Ran, he brings in the beginning the whole Tosis. I'll read it quickly. Shabbos, I'm tired of the Karim, the Karbonish, the Korban Shabbos, ain't will a chaper. That's the last answer of Tesis. That's the answer one of the round is the last answer of Tesis. Because the Karbonis of Yom come from Kapara, Karbonis of Shabbos doesn't come from Kapara, so we don't name it. That's the Tesis. Okay. That's the second answer of Tesis. It's two psukim. That's the second answer. The second answer of the round, the second answer of Tesis. Inami. That's the third answer to Tesis, that the Haftorah will always be the same. Okay. Inami. And here comes the Ran says the answer we just said. Mishud be Yom Tov mafsikim v'korim bin yonoi korim nami b'korbanoi. And Yom Tov, anyway, reading the Inni of Yom Tov. Sorry, the Korban. Shoykol kriyosu l'choyev asayoyim. The whole kriyos speak about the day. The Shabbos should take Rubik Kriyos the Shtem Yon Shulayim. The Kriyos not even Shulayim. El Likris Batoya La Say there. Just we're doing order. Lord Tikru Gamkin Likor Bekarbonai. So we don't do the carbon. Says the Ran, the simple answer. When I'm having a special kriya for the day, that's what I'm doing. I'm discussing the day. So I'm also doing a mafter for the day. I'm just speaking about the musaf. But I'm not speaking about the day. I'm going to go ahead and do a special mafter on the musaf.
It doesn't work out because, like you were saying, Parshas Golem, we don't read anything about that to begin with.
No, it's a good. So that I can answer you that. That's a special takana. Meaning, we had the Chazal, we're talking Arab Pashas. So they went in and did this. You go out of the ordinary and Echinami, and you do a matter which is not, which is not in Yoshua. Okay, but the Rambam says in general, because that's a special takana of Chazal, of Arab Pashas, that they had a reason to do it when we spoke about it then. But it's a good hour. But we're speaking about the regular matter, it's things you don't say. So why is Tazi not saying answer the Rambam? Why is that the answer? So the Chur comes out from all this. It's simple one answer that it will answer all the questions that we spoke about. Maybe those are your answer too. And that is the idea that Parshas HaShavua that we read every week, it Tesis holds, is Inyan Shadeh. Why? Because that Parsha belongs to this specific week. When we read Parsha Shlach, it belongs to this week. This is the Parsha of the week. Chazal or Mitakedos, based on what we have, that it's even maybe an earlier source covering Moshe Rabbeinu, that the idea of the Parshas is that every week has its own Parsha. And mainly, it's not just a random Kriya Satoya that I'm reading, it's the Parsha belonged to this week specifically. Now, according to that, look at all this is answered. Because all the questions that we asked, we start with the first question. What was the first question? The first question was, why do we go ahead and we don't continue after a few more psukim? Mm-hmm. Right? Why do we just go back? So he said, if you can do aliyah, add more and one more. But if I hold that this is the parsha, so if I add more, I'm going more than the parsha. If I stop before, I did not lay my whole parsha with my seven kruim. I want to be yoitze the shita that holds that seven kruim is the main thing, and the mafter is just something which is superfluous, right? It's not part of the thing. So if I have that, I have to have Shiva Kruim on the parasha, and you have to have a maftir, which is something which is extra. How do I do that? I have to go back. If I do the same thing again, it's not going to work. That's the answer of Tosis. The first answer of Tosis over here is, why don't you do maftir? Says Tosis. He says, I'm not going to do Shtipsukim. Why? Because you have to do only Yon Shalem. The only thing you should have, says, that's why I can't do the shtei psukim of Shabbos. So we ask, what about the regular parsha? Regular parsha is not Yom Shalom. And you ask even more, why don't we do Tomit? Tomit, we do Tomit on the day of Shabbos. Tomit is a little harder than to say because we're doing Rosh Chodesh, we do Shabbos and Tomit. So I'm not, but the direction of the answer is, the Torah says, no, Shabbos, parsha Shabbos is also Yom Shalom. I read only things that have to do with Shabbos itself. So therefore, I do whatever has to do with Shabbos, the regular parsha, that's the Shabbos. I do the Musaf of Shabbos, which is the Maftir of Shabbos, and I don't do more. What about Shchodesh? I don't know Shchodesh. What about Korban HaTomit? Korban HaTomit is not in Shabbos itself. So I don't do it. And Rosh Chodesh, by the reason we started earlier, the Bach tells us, is because really that's the Kriya of the Rosh Chodesh. And the reason, so it's not only Maftir, it's the Rishon Sheni Shlishi. So we can start earlier, that's the Kriya. But when we get to the Maftir of Rosh Chodesh, we do Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. Because the Shkodesh Meitah is false on Shabbos. So, right? That's what the Bach says. So we don't go in and do anything which is not in Yom Shalayim. And mainly that answers why the Torah doesn't mean the answer of the Ran. The Ran goes there and tells me, oh, you know why I don't do Musaf of Shabbos? The Musaf of Shabbos is Maftir? Because I'm not reading anywhere anything to do with Shabbos. So then I don't do also Maftir of Shabbos. Torah says, no, you are reading the Parashah of Shabbos. So you should do a Maftir of Shabbos. You have to get down the answer. He doesn't agree to the answer of the Ran. That's what comes out according to that. And this gives a big dare. Look at Lashon HaRif. There's a riff here with, you know, it's Tayyur Lemoyne and Tzarech, the Ramoisha finds the, and Shuva brings the riff, and it says the riff is not Dafka, it doesn't really work, he probably doesn't mean what he says, but the push-up shot of the riff, the riff says what we're just learning right now. The riff says the following. And there's two riffs over here, because it's very important to know the two riffs, because one is quoting the Bavli. The Rif, he wrote like the commentary in the end of the Bavli. Right? Basically, it's printed in the Bavli. It's the summary of the entire halachas that come out from the Gemara. Right? So he brings in the end of Perek Meir, which is in our Gemaras, it's the fourth Perek of Megillah. but in the Rif it's a third paragraph. Like, it has a different order. He brings the Gemara, and the Gemara tells me that Vayidame Moshe is Mardei Hashem Mitzvah Koyim Kol Echad Echad Bezmanah. That's the Rif on the right hand side. That's the Lashon Gemara. You have to Moshe. You have a pasuk. Vayidame Moshe is Mardei Hashem. Moshe told us the Mardei. Mitzvosam Shiyukoriyim Kol Echad Bezmanah. Meaning every week, every Yom Tov should have its kriya of that day.
Bezmanoi. Every Shabbos.
The Gemara doesn't say Shabbos. It says Yom Tov. V'dah Moshe is Moyad Hashem. Pach is Moyad. Moyad means only Moyad. L'chur only Moyad, not Shabbos. Mitzvah Shiyukoriyim Kol Echad Echad Bezmanoi. That's how the Rif starts. The next Rif, this is basically a page and a half later. That's Yudalfon base. And that Rif. And the next one is Yudgimon Da'a Rif, which is a Perik. Shlishi of Megillah, because the Rif has a different order. So he finishes paragraph V, he starts paragraph Shlishi. And there he quotes a Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi says the following thing. Yerushalmi, Zok Tev Girf. Moshe Tikem Leistra, Shi Koirim Batoira. Listen carefully. Beshabasois Uvi Yamin Toiv Yerusha Chadosh Yerushal Moed. Shenema Vidabe Moshe is Mardeshav Leistra. He's bringing the same person. Same book exactly. Vidabe Moshe is Mardeshav. And he's bringing the Bavli that says, that's Bimoy Adoy, that has to be on time. And he brings the daf and a half later, the Yerushalmi, that includes in the Shabbos. So Bishlama, you have the Krevi Moy Adoy and Yom Tev. I know, you made the lady on Yom Tev. On Rosh Chodesh, you made Rosh Chodesh. Chomayet, you made Rosh Chomayet. Shabbos, what are you leading? You see from here that the Rif holds as well. That the Parsha of this week, it belongs to this week. That's kivyachol the inyon shel yoyim. That's the inyon. That's the kol echad echad bezmanoi. That's the zman of this parsha. Every moed has its zman of the belongs to that moed. Every week has the parsha belongs to that day. That's what you see also from this. We have the push from the rift. Again, the Yisroel goes out to say that he doesn't mean a Shabbos. It's just like a vorchot. The name of the crew doesn't mean. But that, the push up shot of the rift. That's what he's saying.
Was he saying that Moshe Rabbeinu was misaking that for the moadim, but then later on it was Chazal who was. There's the Seder of the Parshios, though, who was talking that later
he says
on.
Who, the Ramesha?
No, the Rif, would he be, I mean...
No, so the Rif says...
When Moshe said it was
you know, the whole
they
thing.
Were laning, I don't know what they were laning every Shabbos then, in the Midbar, or even after that.
No, so you see from the Rif that he hold that the Moshe Rabbeinu was attacking for us, the Parshios. Hi, what about the problem the Bnei Ma'arov did every 3 years?
Right.
So we mentioned it last week, we'll go back to it in a second, and really the question of the Mogen Avraham. We're going to ask this question. How do you go in and divide differently?
Well,
so maybe they didn't have that Messiahs. That's what I say. They didn't have that Messiahs, so Moshe Rabbeinu, we have that Messiahs. But we'll call it from the Rif Mashma that every week it's all Pasha.
And where does the Haftorah fit in? Is there a Seder of the Nevi'im as well?
No. I mean, so the Haftorah, going back to that.
Yeah.
Going to that, the Tosfos Losh is very, very Gishbach. Tosfos says, the second answer, why don't you go ahead and lane Mafti or Yom Shabbos? Because then the Haftorah is going to be, you have to do Haftorah Minyan Shalyeh. And then Haftorah is going to be with the Mafti. That's what Tosfos. So, I'm saying, 1 second, Haftorah is there in Minyan Shalyeh.
Right.
Haftorah is even the Parsha. So you can say this is me lav dafk, you know, shul yoyim. You know, you shul that, what we do that day. Good, that goes very good. The parsha is the day as what we do that week, belongs that week. The haftarah needs to be the same. Oh, this, I forgot to go back. I want to go back to then. What we said, what's pshat in Tosfos? Tosfos said, I want to have the haftarah, you know, shul yoyim. I don't want to do b'yom Shabbos. So we said, what's pshat? Pasha pshat Tosfos, it's very, it'd be very boring. Every Shabbos have the same haftarah, right? According to this, it's much deeper than that. It's not because it'd be boring. Then he says, I want to have the haftarah, which is equivalent to the parsha. Because the parsha is in Yonah Shil Yoyim, the parsha belongs to their week, and the haftarah, we want to do the same thing. We want to equivalate these two things. It should both be a Yonah Shil Yoyim, that week thing. So we take the parsha, we take the haftarah, which belongs to the parsha, because always the haftarah has to do with the parsha. Somewhere, somewhere.
But that was also when they couldn't read.
For sure. So they exchange it for that. According to that, comes out even more. Now they're saying it's even more Gishmak. Now that they went and did the haftarah, right? They did the haftarah in Yonah Shil Parsha. So you could, if we learn that parsha, just stop, you lean whatever you want. So why do you have to do after Yom Shabbosha? Just do after, just read through that after, start from Yeshua, and read every week, 21 psukim, go on and on and on, go get in order. You see, you want to learn what that parsha was. So the guy do not allow you to learn the Torah. So you say, okay, so it said the Torah, learn something else, which is equivalent to the parsha that belongs to this week. And that's why I want to keep it. It says things I don't want to do a maftir of Yom HaShabbos because I'm going to have to change after. I want to have Torah Yom HaShoyim the same way like the Parsha. This makes, this space is very glatt according to this understanding. Also the riff, according to this understanding, makes it very glatt. I want to bring one more riot to this based on another halacha. By the way, just aura that I don't have yet a clear shot of that. Based on what you're learning, just learned the idea what the Gemara told me about maftir, how maftir works. Because the maftir is not really Iker Akurin, right? The Iker 7 Akurin with the first 7. Maftir comes later. We have even Afkamina Alocha, because we said that the Shechonoch tells us that everybody could go on the Torah, even a Katan. Right? And the Shechonoch, we don't have here on the page. That's one of the things I missed on the page. Hakol Oil Naminion Shiva, Afilu Isha Vekata Shedal Mirvoch. That's what he said. You could have a Katan. Said the Mogad Avraham goes and says, he says, the Haftar, right? He says, but they were speaking about the Iker Torah. He says, he brings the whole of Katan, then he says like this. He brings that the minug is, I can't find it now. The minug is that a Katan doesn't go up to the cream, only to after. Only to after. We don't, even though the Shechonoch tells us that real Katan can be one of the regular 7 for 7, we do only from after. In the Chris Katan, Elam after. Only after we do a Katan. What? That's not why we repeat. Because we repeat, that's why we have a Katan. The opposite. Because we repeat, it means not main the Kriya, because what the point we said, that we don't want to have to be part of the Kriya. So now that we repeat it, so now we need to know, we need to have a. So that's what it's really not a Eddie Kriya, so the Katan Kriya, right?
That, let me just insert right here that some shuls, if somebody has Yotzad on Bobi Yom, they won't give a map. They don't feel that in the
lead. Oh, so here comes the thing. The minig, that's what I was to say. There's a minig klaisol. The maftir should go to the yotzer. Furthermore, a minig, which is even the maftir, the minig of the maftir, doesn't not brought down in the play scheme. It's a minig that came later. There's a minig that's brought down in the play scheme regarding a chosin, piyam chupasin, that that'll be a chupasin. The Shabbos, an offer when a chosin before is winning, he should go ahead and have maftir. After all, down should be maftir. Now the play scheme bring. Later place can bring the shilas. Why is he giving maftir? Maftir is not part of the kriya. Giving main kriya. That's what they ask. So I was looking. I couldn't find it now. Someone's pointing out that Titzi Lezer speaks about it. You have Titzi Lezer here, but I couldn't find the place in Titzi Lezer. Eliyahu, she speaks about it too in his Jewish. And someone asked him if to change. He says, no, that's been in Gisrael. We don't change it. We don't change the chazan. So this is really more of a question. If the maftir is really only something you add, why do we give it to the chassid? The chassid should give it to the chassid, the Iker Kriya. Why do we do that? And if you think about it, you have all these, many times you give the maftir, maftir Shabbos Shuva, maftir Shabbos Sagadol, you give to the Rav, right? Why do you do that if the maftir? You could say there, because I really want to do the haftarah, which the haftarah is more, you speak about the haftarah, that haftarah, we're going to go ahead, and even though, but that haftarah, we're talking about something which is more, it's a chashma haftarah, so I want it for the haftarah to do it. Could be that's the reason. Also could be the chosam yikar didn't used to have a different type of haftar for the chosam. And today we don't do that anymore. So it could be they brought the maftir because they wanted to do the haftar. So it's really more of the haftar than the maftir. That could be the reason. No, so there was a reason why he gets maftir. Because many times he was a katan. Or even if he was 13 years old, I didn't know if he was a katan. Or not. Yeah, I don't know if he had stay stars or not. So we went ahead and gave him maftir, even a katan oil of maftir, and then he gave him haftar too, and that's what we did. That's what I mean. God passionate with the mean comes. But then, that's all.
By your side, the end of the haftar is to say the brachas.
Yeah, maybe because right, the sheer brachas.
To say the brachas.
Because you want to hear brachas. Maybe that, that's where the maybe comes. I don't know. I don't
but
see
that's
that.
The union of giving the person the Torah.
Could you explain why from the Torah a cut allowed from the rabbis?
Not the Torah. The rabbis. The Gemara says a cut
the
good.
It's the issue of saying brachas.
Because only a bracha ba'alma.
It's the same thing, saying brachas.
Only a bracha can do brachas. But we're noyik today not to.
Because?
Probably because it's covet sibur, probably. Because you want it to be more mature people going to the Torah. I'm assuming. He doesn't say why. So that was what we said. We got in. We had a little bit to the maftir, which is it's not an interesting thing. But if you answer, but from this maftir, we see how Tosis treats it. Tosis goes in and says every parsha of every week is basically in Yonah Shalom belongs to that week, and that's how the riff falls with Mashwa. And I want to bring you one more raya. Other raya is like this. It says in Shachanah it's even Kuf Lamed Hey, which is the beginning of the of when we speak of Kriyas HaTorah on the weekday. So the Shulchan Aruch tells me that you have here on your sheet on the second part on the right. So wherever you stop at Shabbos, that's where you lay Monday and Thursday. That's what we do today. Hago, this is a remark. In bitlu Shabbos aches kriyas apasha betzibur. One day they did not lay in the Torah on Shabbos. They didn't lay in the Torah. What do you do? The Shabbos abo. So next week you can read two parashas. So if it happened this week, this last Shabbos, they read parashas Baal Yisro. So next week you'll read Baal Yisro and Shlach. Betzibur, for sure. I mean, always Kristo is Betzibur. Says the book of Avraham. The Losh book of Avraham is. If you start and finish, you have to finish it later. Says the Magen Avraham, what happens if it was a parsha mechuberes? Let's say it was Matos Mas. Ain't koyim shemata bo shlosha. Next week you're not going to do three. You don't read any. You don't read three. You read only two. That's the max that the Magen Avraham says. Really, this refers to the discussion. Discussion is what happens. They missed 1 week. So it says next week you read two parshas, right? You missed parsha Baal Yisro. Next week you reach parsha Chashlach. Says the Yerahu already refers to it. What happens if they miss 2 weeks? They miss Baal Yisro and they miss Shlach. And now I'm getting to Korach. Is in the week number three, which is Parshas Korach, do you go ahead and lay Baal Yisro, Shlach, and Korach, or only Korach? Or only Shlach? Okay. So the Yerahu says, you lay everything you missed. Whatever you missed, you lay. That is it. You missed a few Parshas, let's just fill it up. That's what the Yerahu. It would be a very nice long davening, right? It could be 4 or 5 pages. Right? Loudly. That's what the Yahweh says. But we'll get it wrong. You see, now again, even if it was a parsha mechuberes, it was a double parsha, I don't lay both of them. I'll lay only one. I can add only one more. Okay, look at the max you read in the parsha is two. And the Goyen over here, the Gro, goes and explain a little bit more. And so you see, and that's what Mishabur loans him as well.
What about the Shiloh that you asked about laning when Eretz Yisrael, about laning the entire parsha as one aliyah?
Yeah, that's our parsha. Two parshas,
but that's only two. Yeah. You can't. There's no
three. Right.
You can't squeeze three.
Look at the bureau. Zog de Goyen. The Goyen says in Bitlu. Zog de Goyen. Kamo shekosu b'tfilo tov v'lo yispala. The Goyen refers to the following. What is the Goyen referring to? If a person forgot to daven. You got daven. What do you do the next davening? You got double. What happens if you miss two? You don't do it. Teshlu is only in one. So it says the Mishnah Berurah, you see from the Goyen also, like the Magen Avraham, that you do only two, not more. What's the pshat of this machlekes? So I think according to this, it makes a lot of sense. The Yer Rabbah says, listen, you need to lane, every takana to lane throughout the year, the whole Tarnkul. But really, you don't have a specific year for every week. So you miss this week, next week you do two. You miss 2 weeks, next week you do three. You miss four, next week you do four. Why? And you do five. Why? Because what are you going to do? You basically need to just fill up the Torah throughout the year. You're trying as much as possible to divide equally between the Shabbos. But if something happened, we'll just push it on. Comes the Magen Avraham in the Goyen and say, no. You have to read Dafka one specific parasha that week. You cannot lay in one Zubasha. Hi, what about if you forgot one time? Okay, there's a concept called Tashlumin. If you missed once, you can add it to the next one. We have such a concept that whenever you missed once, you miss one davening, next davening, you do two. Okay, so you missed one now, you can do two next week. But say there, you can't do more than that. I can't go to another third parasha, that's right, it doesn't belong to this week. The max that belongs to this week is this week's parasha, and maybe one more parasha of last week, that's all. So I can now go ahead and lane three parshas. By the way, this comes a big on the screen on Lacha. According to what we spoke about this whole idea.
You cannot.
According to the Magen Avraham, that's just right. Says the we have here when you have. We said when you go to Eretz Yisrael, if someone has a minion, wants to do three parshas, you can do three parshas, right? Two parshas, right? What happens when you get to Matas Maseh, right? You're going. You're now in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, when they're going to read.
That's considered one for that week.
No, it's not. That's what Gavon says. That's what Gavon says. You know exactly one. Jews had to think, how will be the scenario when you have three, right? So it comes out that if you are in Chutzos, they're going to read Matas Masi, but in Eretz Yisrael, they're going to read Matas Masi. That never going to happen a third one, because you're going to do an Eretz Yisrael Masi anyway. So it's only Matas. So I leave that alone. It's not going to be enough community. What? That's a good question. You know, that's a good question. This is, you know, if we have 5 minutes at the end of the shiur, I'll mention it. It's a good question. There's an answer to that. The answer, the good question.
But
yeah, that's what we spoke last week. If you miss a parasha, you miss a parasha. That's it. You missed it. It's not an answer, but we're saying there's no chiyuv. You need to do shtai mikra chadag. He's going to probably do his own shtai mikra. He's going to lane his own to fill it up. We have it in shtai mikra chadag. We learned half a year ago that you can fill up whatever you missed. Right, that was the problem. He's not going to miss. He's not going to get the question. What was the chiyuv in the tzibur on a yachid? So we said, based on last week, a yachid doesn't have his own chiyuv. It's a chiyuv in the tzibur. So he doesn't have it. That's what I'm
asking. Yachid has no chiyuv to go through the entire sefer. Mitzadatzo,
only if he's part of the sefer. That's what he said last week. So here comes that third marker you see for the Magen Avraham and the Goyen, that the week's parasha is this week's parasha. You can't have more than that. There's a third marker to this thing. And then we go in just to say the Magen Avraham that we mentioned last week. And Magen Avraham that we mentioned last week. Oh, by the way, first of all, we had another mukher that we mentioned last week, that if you miss a pasuk in the parsha, you take out the sevetari in the middle of the day and you lane it, it could be you finish musaf, you take out the sevetari to say whatever you missed. So that we says another raya, why you would just leave for next week? No, you don't want to leave for next week, whatever belongs to next week. And here comes the Magen Avraham that brings the Zohar. The Magen Avraham, beginning of Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, brings the Zohar. Let's read it one more time. He says, Kosov HaZohar Parash Vayakal Musaf Shizach Tet, also on the Kori Barais, the Mipsi Parshoso, or Yafilu Milachado, Eleba Osir, the Posek Moise Parshoso, Le Amo, La Shloma Yivsuk. First of all, you don't stop in the middle of a Pasha. Okay. And here comes the part of the Zohar we need. Velo Yivsuk Mili Nishapto Achro, Bishapto Do. Don't lay in something that belongs to different Shabbos on this Shabbos. That's all the Magen Avraham brings. You should not lay in something that belongs to this Shabbos. Meaning, every Shabbos has his own Pasha. The Magen Avraham himself, as we mentioned last week, asks about it from Nehemiah Rava. If you look there in the end, he says, the Mamish, the one towards the last line, they got Tzor Chiyun, Da Begila, Isa Barava, Maskel, Isa Gimel Shani. Shani Shem Chakibas Doris. So he says, I don't understand how many you answer Nehemiah Rava. He has that as a question. How many Nehemiah Rava did every 3 years? So the, but here's the Zer that says you don't read in other things. So what comes out of here is every week has its own Pasha, right? So, if green is, first of all, you don't divide, you don't try to take a little bit from this pasha, put it in this pasha, and the chetchilim for sure should not do it. It was oinus, as you see, Lo Shem Magen Avraham, he says, Machaktat, you couldn't read, you lay it next week, but really you should not do it, you should try to do it every week. That's where comes the whole, you know, the whole mess, so to speak, in Eretz Yisrael, is that you have a b'nechutzor, it's the question, what is the pasha of this week? So if you have a tzibur b'nechutzor, it's if we say that they have their own minyan, is that the parasha of the week? Or the parasha of the week is when you're in Eretz Yisrael, is we have to leave when you have an Eretz Yisrael. Right? So I heard that one of the priests said, someone is doing a bar mitzvah of b'nechutzor in Eretz Yisrael, they told him to lane both parashas. The parasha, like I mean, not that the boy is going to be able to lane the first, they're going to change the balakir. But the why both parashas? The first parasha because it's b'nechutzor. The second one because he's in Eretz Yisrael. So what if he's in Eretz Yisrael? So if you say that every week has its own parasha, maybe that's all. That's the week after lane. You could say such a thing based on what we just learned right now. And the third thing is, when you're going to shul and you're listening, this is a machshavadik thing. You're laying the parasha. You should know this parasha belongs to this week. It's not such a random parasha. It's part of the thing. Baalei machshava used to go through that and go ahead and try to take from this parasha some lesson that belongs to us. How we can learn from your study that belongs to what we're doing today. Because it's in Yonah the Yoyimah. According to what says the Taisis and the Rif, it comes up in the Goyen, it's a parasha belongs to this week. So when you're laying and you're in the parasha, it's like if you were going to Pesach and you're in the parasha Pesach. You're reading this parasha, parasha Shlach, has to do with this week, has to do with today's parasha. That's what you see from all that we learned today. So that's the break. Now I just want to mention what you said today. I think it's very good because it's also been gathered to what we spoke about. And the question is, why aren't we catching up earlier? Right? Meaning, let's just understand this question. The question goes like this. We ended Pesach, and the Shabbos after Pesach, the Shviyish Pesach by us was the Shabbos after Pesach B'nai Tisrael. So that's when we had a little bit of a mismatch between us and B'nai Tisrael. Right after that, there were several parshas you can attach. Why? Because Seir Ve'ikra you can attach every time you can put together. You can all attach together. We didn't do that. Then you get the Seder Bamidbar, you have Chukas Balak you can do. We didn't do that. We're not going to do that.
Just
wait.
Do it on the other years, is that why you're saying you can?
Let's just catch up to Ben Sol.
No. I'm saying, why do you say you can?
Yeah, there is such a concept.
Just for the shorter years.
Right. And then you have Matas Masse. We only wait to Matas Masse. So what is the reason for that? So I'm going to tell you in short, because it was actually marrying the sugya, but it's not a whole shiur. If you had, so it's just short. The idea is like this. Comes out in the Bira Agra in Simon Tav Kaf Ches, goes out in Lent to say what's the order of everything. So it comes out, in general, we have an idea of when do we do Parsha Mechuberes and when we leave it different. We have rules. Shana Mechuberes, we don't attach the Parshas of Vayikra. Shana Pshuta, we do. So that's why, first of all, we don't try to do it over here. That's number one. Number two is, there is a union that Parshas Bamidbar should be before Shavuos.
It didn't work.
In Israel, it did not work, so they got stuck. But we could do it.
But why can't I?
But Eretz Yisrael, basically we're saying this, Eretz Yisrael is doing B'di'evit. They're doing, they have no choice. Also, something, there's some years of Chutzlitz also, that comes out, it's a specific year, it comes out every 40-something years, every 30-something years, the Remotion of Truva speaks of when it comes out, and it's very, very, very rare, that you have to, that you read Parshas Achrei Mois before Shabbos HaGadol, and then comes out that we have Parshas Nisoi before Shavuos. So it does happen sometimes. But it's not what we want to do. The Iker place where Shavuos should be is about Midbar should be before Shavuos. And the Parshat Shavuot, there's many machshavatic ideas behind it. Parshat Shavuot is because it says the Parshat Bechukoisai, you lay in the Klolis. And it says the Klolis should be before Shavuos. It says Taisus and the Megillah, but we don't want to be mamash attached to Klolis to Shavuos. So we have one Parshat between as a buffer. So that's what we have, but Midbar between Bechukoisai and Shavuos. But we don't have enough, two buffers, it's too far. We're not attached to the Shavuos. So B'nai Chutzos don't want to do any Pashul Chubez before you get the Shavuos. That's the Pashul. Now the question is, why don't you do Chukas Balak? So the Pashul, the answer is, you don't do Chukas Balak, is because Chukas Balak is a Pashul which we should not really attach. We just do, we have no choice. We're stuck. It's not an Ikanerit, it's only never attached to Chukas Balak. It's only Chutzos, it's only very rare years, so we don't do it. So I go to Matas Masa, as you look at the Lashon of the Goyim, comes out, there's some Pashuls which are Lechatchilim Chubars, meaning, Matas Masa is every year mechubar unless you're stuck. Chukas Balak is never mechubar unless you're stuck. So when I have to choose, I choose the one which is a more, you know, what comes after the Lashon HaGoyim is basically you have three different types of Pashul Mechuberes. A Pashul Mechuberes, which is always mechubar unless you're stuck, like Matas Masa, or Nitzoyim Vayelech. There's some Pashuls that are never mechubar, like Chukas Balak. Some Pashuls depends on the year. So in this case, when I get to Bamidbar, I have Chukas Balak, which is never together, or Matas Masa, so I read Matas Masa, that's one Pashup Shat. There's another one I heard from my uncle, from Ari Bergman, with the name of the Bnei Yisrael, I didn't see it inside, the Bnei Yisrael says, that you know why every year we try our best to have four Pashias in the 3 weeks. The Pasha of Pinchas, Matas Masa, and Dvarim, because each one of them speaks about the Nachol of Eretz Yisrael. So in Pinchas it says that Chalak Haaretz, and Matas is when Bnei Sofchos come to speak, and Masa when it actually is implemented, and Dvarim is again. These four parashas have, when we speak in the 3 weeks, the time of Churban Beis Hamikdash and the Golos, we want to discuss parashas that have to do with Eretz Yisrael. In Yana Shel Yoyim, going back to what we spoke today. So that's why we try our best to have all these four parashas in 3 weeks. If we would do Chukas Balak before, in Chutzaretz, we would have like in Eretz Yisrael, who would have Pinchas out of the 3 weeks, before the 3 weeks. That's what happens in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, you have Matas, Masa, and Dvarim, but not Pinchas. But we would like to have Pinchas, Matas, Masa, and Dvarim in the 3 weeks. So that's why, basically, Erei Chutzos this year are doing everything in the Chatchila. They have B'midu before Shavuos. They have Pinchas, Matas, Masa, and Dvarim during 3 weeks, and that's the real order. But Eretz Yisrael, unfortunately, are stuck because they have one more week. So they have to go ahead, this is the only year, this in Eretz Yisrael, that they have no Pashul Mechuberes at all. There's not even one Pashul Mechuberes. All the Pashuls are Nifrit, because they have no choice, so they have to do B'midu. Not exactly in Shavuos, they have to do the three Pashuls in 3 weeks instead of four Pashuls. That's what we do. So really, to answer the question in the most simplest way, well, we don't go and put Bnei Chutzos together, where we don't catch up. We don't want to catch up. First of all, you can say, who said you have to catch up? But we don't want to catch up because we are doing the more l'chatchila dik. Iker didn't wear a kesef tarez in Meretz Yisrael, so that's why you don't catch up. This we end this whole idea of Meretz Yisrael. Next week we'll speak about the tefillahs of Shabbos position.
There's no concept of slowing down for them.
Yeah,
no, you can't.
My oldest son.